Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, darling. I said hello, darling. What's up, girl? Yeah, she's breaking the news. I said hello.
Made possible by the following sponsors.
Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They can invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com or give them a call at 630-355-6240. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and your first dance lesson is free. Marconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family owned and operated. Doesn't get any better than that when it comes to true, authentic Italian food. Check out Marconi's.com. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out Sullivansteak.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. And did you know Maple Sugaring Spring Fever is just around the corner? Yes, you're going to have to welcome this warm weather. It's coming. Kick off that cabin fever during Napier Settlement's annual tribute to the changing of the seasons on Saturday, March 12th and Sunday, March 13th over at Napier Settlement. Learn the time-honored method of collecting sap the old-fashioned way and see a maple tree capping demonstration. Check out NapierSettlement.org for more details. Lyle Savings Bank, providing banking resources that build financial strength for each member of your family. Thanks to Lyle Savings Bank for being a new sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They are experts in planning for your family's milestones and moments since 1917. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is so proud to welcome and thank the good folks over at Clark's Car Care. Hello, Matt Weber, for sponsoring the show. We really appreciate you. If you'd like to get an oil change, we're giving away free oil changes today. And our good friend Matt Weber at Clark's Car Care is going to be on the show later today to talk about what you should look for in a shop that repairs your car. Where you should go, where you should take it. Of course, Clark's Car Care is our favorite. Check out ClarksCarCare.com. If you want to keep your home or business safe, go to NapiervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contract. NapiervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. And of course, we love the free stuff on this show. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, you get free installation. Thanks to NapiervilleAlarm.com. Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your spring or summer plans? If so, call the mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number, 630-404-4272, Homebridge Financial Services. Pool parties are coming up, and this weather is going to warm up really quick, and you have to plan that pool party. And who better to be a part of all?
The Dally McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Here we go. Yes, we're still on the sponsor list. We want to do a shout-out to Ronnie B. Elvis, who's been a frequent guest on the Dally McCarthy Show. Ronnie, if you'd like to have Ronnie come out to your party, pool parties are his favorite. I wonder why. Ronnie B. Elvis, check him out. He's a lot of fun. If you mention that you heard about it on the Dally McCarthy Show, get 10% off his fee. Ronnie B. Elvis. He's got a spot on Facebook, or you can give him a call to book your next party at 847-693-1045. Have you been dreaming of a tropical retreat full of complete relaxation, aquamarine waters, and miles of pristine shoreline? What are you doing for spring break? Not too late to plan your perfect getaway at Hacienda de la Cruz in Cabo San Lucas. Enjoy breathtaking views of the Sea of Cortez and Land's End surrounding you in this beautiful villa, Hacienda de la Cruz. They have a spot on Facebook, or you could check out Hacienda de la Cruz, loscabos.com. And don't forget to mention the Dally McCarthy Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dally McCarthy Show.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dally McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dally McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. It's Dolly here. Yes, I am your host of the Dally McCarthy Show, the one and only. Welcome to the show that airs every week on WCKG 1530 AM, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and now Rivet Radio in Chicago. And we'll have some announcements coming in the next couple of weeks. More networks picking up the show. We are so excited over here. I can't believe how much the show has grown. And you know what? It's March 3rd. Guess what? It is exactly 3 years since we started the Dally McCarthy Show here, and proud to bring you the show every week that brings you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh every week. Thanks to all my loyal listeners on Blog Talk Radio who have been with me since the beginning for 3 years now, and I want to welcome all the new listeners on Rivet Radio. Thanks for downloading the app, guys, and listening to the show every week. I love you all. You really do rise to the occasion when I have you come out to support the non-for-profits, the many non-for-profits we support on the show. If you're new to the show, just know every week we support non-for-profits. We highlight a non-for-profit every week. We talk to people in the community. We have celebrities on the show. Last week, we really enjoyed our time with Keith Semple from The Voice and the good folks at the Naperville Independent Film Festival, as well as the producers of the new movie coming out, which yours truly is in. Very small world, though. I did get a speaking part. Precious Metal premiere of that movie is coming out later this month, and you'll get a chance to see me walk on the red carpet. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be a treat? I can't wait. So we have a lot of good times on this show. Next week, you don't want to miss next week's show because that is a big one. We're going to have Tony Ocean in the house, Ronnie B. Elvis, Robbie Gold. You've seen Robbie Gold many times at Wrigley Field singing the national anthem and singing pre-game shows at the Captain Morgan Club. And we're really thrilled to have Love and Money come on. And, of course, our number one doll face, the number one fan on the Dally McCarthy Show, Pat Lanzini, who's going to be making my birthday cake. Yes, next week is my birthday celebration, so we're just going to have a lot of fun in the studio next week. But that doesn't mean this week's not going to be any fun. We have a lot of great guests lined up today. We do have a very interesting topic we're going to talk about that we've never talked about on this show. We got a new book that was sent to us by one of the best-selling authors and a world-renowned doctor over at Caesars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Dr. Dudley Steph Danoff, will be on the show to talk about his new book, The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health. Yes, I said it. We are doing a topic on male sexual health, which we've never done on this show. There's always a first, right? And we always would love to educate and inform and entertain, and this will definitely do all three. That's for sure. So don't miss that. That'll be later on in the show. But as you know, this show brings you also a lot of free stuff. We like to give away free stuff, and my first guest is going to be giving away some free stuff, so don't go away. Listen in. I know you all listen in. You're such good listeners. Also, I want to do a shout-out to everybody who supported Tri-City Family Services and Casa Kane County. As you know, the Dolly McCarthy Show, we've worked really hard with not-for-profits, and these two in particular, with their galas coming up, we put together an amazing live auction item for each of these galas. And I want to thank all of my listeners who donated, especially these. It's just amazing. People have donated airplane rides. People have donated dinners for eight. It's just incredible how supporters of the Dolly McCarthy Show want to give back. And I'm glad to be the outlet that can make that happen. So I want to do a shout out to, this weekend is Casa Kane County, and we'll see how that live auction item goes. A few years ago, we did a similar thing and pulled in almost $20,000 for Casa Kane County. So we're really hoping this package will do the same. So I want to just thank everybody for your support and your efforts to put together a great live auction item for Casa Kane County. You can still get tickets. There's over 700 people already going, and you can still get tickets, but I think you better act today. I think after today, it'll be closed if it's not already. Then we have Tri-City Family Services Gala coming up in April. Huge supporter of that. You don't want to miss out on that one. They have over 500 tickets sold for that, and we've got a similar live auction package for that. Again, thank you to everybody for being a part of that and supporting these two worthy, amazing not-for-profits that give back to the community and really support our children, making a difference in their lives and in our future generations. So I'm really thrilled to be a part of all of that. And I'm really thrilled that you are too. So without further ado, if you'd like to call into the show today, I am going to open up the phone line. If we have time, we will take some calls, 347-945-7215. A couple of quick announcements before we get to our first guest, I invited him on the show. There's a new restaurant that opened up in Park Ridge, a town that I now live in. And I finally got a chance to go over there and have dinner. So I want to tell you about this dining experience I had there. And I got the owner to call into the show today and tell us more about this place. You know, it's not easy opening a restaurant. I've talked about this before. My brothers have a bar restaurant in Lake Geneva. My family's had many restaurants. And it's not easy. But if you do it right, they will come, and this place definitely is doing it right. And, we like to talk about good things on this show, and we like to highlight good things, and we want to talk about the good things that are going on at The Pick. It's a new restaurant in Uptown Park Ridge. Yes, we have an Uptown in Park Ridge, and you all should check it out. Really should. I'm using my Southern accent now because I had the best fried chicken over there last Saturday night. It was outstanding. I haven't had fried chicken like that since I was in the South. Remember when I told you all about my experience getting down to Savannah, Georgia? I love Paula Deen. You know I love my Southern cooking. And I had to try the fried chicken on this menu. The waitress told me it was phenomenal. And I just, you know what, sometimes you just got to take their word for it and go with it. And sometimes you get lucky and it's good, and sometimes you don't. And I hit the buzzer. I got lucky. This was some good eating. We're going to talk to Tim Griffin, he's the owner at The Pick, in just a moment. First, I have a couple of quick announcements to make. You know, we support local theater. The Paramount Theater in Aurora is just exploding over the last 5 years, bringing you outstanding productions over there at the Paramount Theater. Most recently, it was Hairspray, the Broadway musical. That's over and done with. Sorry if you missed it. It was amazing. And now they're coming out with my favorite of all time, West Side Story. So that will be coming out. Check out the Paramount, or actually, the website is actually ParamountAurora.com. you could check out that site for tickets on West Side Story. That's coming up. You don't want to miss that. I got to do a shout-out to Tim Cordy, who's the artistic director over there, who's been on the show a couple of times, and I just can't say enough good things about Tim, what he's done for that little that theater, not a little theater any, by any means, the historic Paramount Theater right across the street from the casino right there in downtown Aurora. Check it out. Really, really check it out. It's amazing. Oh, and speaking of checking out some things, the Brightside Theater is the is putting on Legally Blonde, the musical, and Not Now, Darling, through March 6th. You might want to just check this out because this is the last weekend for this. They're going to have other shows coming, and we'll get to all of that. We'll inform you about all that. But right now, Not Now, Darling is playing at the Brightside Theater. Check out the BrightsideTheater.com for details on that. We saw Legally Blonde Jr., the musical with the kids. They loved it. Don't miss out. Check it out. We have an evening of prayer and inspirational songs we want to tell you about. Maze Lake Ministries bringing in Grammy-nominated Christian artist and songwriter Sarah Hart in concert. This is Friday, March 11th. That's next Friday, folks. 7 o'clock at St. Joan of the Arc Church. This is in Lisle. Doors open at 6:30. $15 general admission tickets, $20 reserved seating. That includes the first four pews and center sections. Okay, check out MazeLakeMinistries.org for more information. Maze Lake Ministries, celebrating 25 years. Of Maze Lake Ministries. My father used to go there. I have a place near and dear to my heart for that place. And here's another great announcement. On Saturday, May 7th, well, actually, it's the whole week leading up to it, Habitat for Humanity of Northern Fox Valley is having a women build. This is a women build for Habitat for Humanity. It's a program that will empower women to learn construction skills. Lord, do I need it. Build homes and communities. I love this. Since Women Build's official creation in 1998, Women Build volunteers have constructed more than 1,200 homes around the world. Habitat for Humanity of Northern Fox Valley cannot fulfill their mission to build and renovate simple, decent houses without the support and assistance of individuals like you. Tuesday, May 3rd, the Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring Women Build. We will be there on Tuesday, May 3rd, starting at 8:30 in the morning. I'm going to give you all a little pep talk, and we're going to start hammering. We're going to start building. So if you'd like to be a part of the team, you can. You certainly can. Just check out habitatnfy.org. That simple. But I have stuff about this all over our social media. So just go to our Facebook page and learn how you can be a part of this team. I would love for you to be a part of this. I'm so excited about this. Amazing. Then we've got the Naperville Pancreatic Cancer Walk. That's coming up July 24th. That will be at the Naperville Pavilion along the Riverwalk. We are so thrilled over here at the Dolly McCarthy Show to support and sponsor this event. Join us in the Lust Garden Foundation, again, Saturday, July 24th. Together, we will beat pancreatic cancer. You can register at www.pancreaticcancerresearchevents.org or call 8789-1000. And a shout out to our friends over at the Hollywood Palms for supporting our veterans. Every Monday, if you're a veteran, you can get free admission to the Hollywood Palms, the cinema bar and eatery. That's on Mondays, free admission. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, your drink's on me, or you could do a dessert. How about that? Because some people, you know, I'm not going to tell you to have a beer, you know, if you don't want one. You won't do that, but you can't. So, but the drink's on me or dessert. Check it out, HollywoodPalms.com. All right. Lots more to the good show coming right up.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, I told you a little bit in the beginning of the hour about my experience, a little bit about my experience this past weekend dining out. So I want to tell you more about this. And now I've got Tim Griffin on the line. He is the owner and operator. You see him every day, he's smiling. You know, it's so nice to go into a restaurant and you have, isn't it nice when the owner comes out and greets you and, with a smile and is glad you're there? Isn't that what you want? When you go into a restaurant, you want to feel like this is an extension of your home. And that's just how you feel over at the Pick Restaurant in Uptown Park Ridge. Jim, are you on the line? Are you there?
Good morning, Dolly. How are you?
Good morning. Are you in the kitchen? Are you out and about in the restaurant? Where are you now?
I'm hiding out in the Ridge Room, our banquet room right now. So talking to you, and congratulations on your third anniversary, your fantastic show.
Oh, thank you, Tim. Thank you so much. And congratulations to you opening the new restaurant. We know it wasn't easy. The spot that you're in was the old Pickwick restaurant, the legendary old Pickwick restaurant, which, you know, through the years, I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago. I'm very familiar with that place. But then through the years, it kind of became really run down. And you came along and rehabbed it, revamped it, and made it even better, a better use of that space. And the food is outstanding. So congratulations to you on a job well done there.
Well, thank you very much. It was a big job restoring the iconic spot, and we wanted to keep it a good hometown American restaurant for Park Ridge, and that's what we've succeeded in doing, and making a great place for the community to come to. So it's been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah. Well, it's not just for the Park Ridge community. It's all of Chicagoland is welcome to come now,
correct,
for sure. But it's a great spot, and you feel like this is the best of the Chicago, especially the northwest side. You know, you've got the best of everything there, good food, good company, a good atmosphere, and the historicness of the old the restaurant and what was there at one time. I was reading that when you were restoring it, you found old wallpaper. I guess there was a pharmacy there at one time. The building is an historic, the building is a part of the Pickwick Theater, if you're not familiar with this part of the uptown of the Park Ridge area. It's in the old historic, a lot of people have heard of the Pickwick Theater, historic Pickwick Theater. This is right next to it, just north of it. So it's a very historic building. Was it built like in the 1930s, Tim?
Yeah, it opened up in 1928, and it's a landmark building, the Pickwick Theater building, and Alfonso Iannelli was the designer and put the building together. And what we did with the outside of the space, because there was a lot of rules working in a landmark building, is we restored it to look like it looked like in 1928. So we had to go through all the steps with the Historical Commission in Park Ridge, and I went through Springfield for some things, and I even had to get approval from Washington, D.C. to refurbish the sign that is out front here, because the U.S. Parks Department is in charge of all landmark buildings. So that was kind of cool dealing with Washington, D.C. and getting their thumbs up on what we wanted to do here.
Wow. You have a lot of I love that you have so much respect for that building, and then you're also bringing in, it's a good combination of the old and the new, which, you know, some people find hard, they find change hard, and there's a small handful of people that, you know, wanted to keep it the way it was, but, you know, it really wasn't serving a big purpose anymore. It was serving maybe a handful of people in the community, but I think in general, it was packed Saturday night. I think that the food was outstanding and the atmosphere, you've just done an amazing job in there restoring it and paying tribute to the historic legacy of that building as well. So it's hard not to go in there and enjoy yourself. We had a great time with my brother and my sister-in-law there, and I was telling folks earlier about that fried chicken, Tim. Tell us
go ahead.
Yeah, well, yes, it was really bad for my diet, but sometimes you got to splurge, and it was so delicious. If you want some good fried chicken. So I was just really curious, who do you have back there? Who's the chef? And tell us about his
Our chef, Dave,
what he brings to the restaurant.
Put it all together. He's a local Park Ridge guy, and I told him we need some great fried chicken. Part of the fun of opening your own restaurant is you get to put all your favorite foods on the menu, so Reuben sandwich, the fried chicken. So he put a lot of work into making a great fried chicken here. And it's a double dredged buttermilk fried chicken. And I have people that have been back twice in a week for it, which I don't want to stop them from doing that. But come on in and have the fried chicken whenever you want. That is all I'll say to that. So
I would definitely be back in a week if my diet would allow. You know what else was really good, Tim? We had, for the appetizer, we had two appetizers. We had the fries with the brisket on top and some amazing sauce. And then the other appetizer, a lot of people like calamari. The calamari was outstanding. I would have to say, honestly, folks, I don't lie on this show. Honestly to God, that was probably one of the best calamaris I've had in a very, very long time. And there was a good balance of bread, and it wasn't overly fried. And then you had fried pickles in there.
Yeah, there's a treat inside the fried pickles.
Yeah. That was a little surprise that I enjoyed very much.
Yeah, and the loaded fries are what you were talking about with the calamari. My sons, who go to Maine South High School here, wanted nachos on the menu. And I said, it's a Great American Corner restaurant here. I said, so I asked Chef, I said, Chef, what can we come up with for nachos? I don't know if I want to have nachos. He said, I have just a thing for you. So he put out a big big tray of fries and poured a bunch of cheese and jalapenos and in-house smoked brisket. We have a smoker here, so we smoke ribs and brisket. And so he put that all together, and we tried it, and you should have seen the smile on my boys' faces. They're like, this is perfect. It's better than nachos. So that's a winner on the menu for sure.
Well, you know, they're like most men, meat and potatoes, and they're happy.
Yeah, we're in the Midwest, right?
Yeah, so Tim, tell us a little bit about your background. I know you live in, you've been a part of Park Ridge, the community, for 12 years. Are you, since you've got a lot of Southern hints on the menu, are you at all from the South originally? Or you just like
the Southern food? I grew up in San Francisco, but I like good meats, and I've spent a lot of time in the South and enjoyed some of their good barbecue, too. So I went into Arnie's restaurant in downtown Chicago when I was in high school and sat with my friend and his father and had lunch. And Arnie Morton walks in the room. And one side of us was Jane Byrne and her group, and the other side was Harry Carey and his group. And in walks a gentleman who is well-dressed with a huge smile on his face, and he walks around and shakes Jane Byrne's hand and everybody at her table, and stopped by Harry Carey's table, and he came over and shook my hand and greeted us just like he did everybody else. And it was kind of funny. Instantly, I'm thinking to myself, I want to be him when I grow up. So went to college, and when I got out of college, I went to work for him. Walked into his office and said, I want a job, and I worked for the Morton family for 25 years. So lots of time in downtown Chicago and living in Park Ridge and seeing a need for a good American restaurant, I decided to set up shop here in Park Ridge. So we've been open since the very end of September, and a lot of great faces coming through the door here.
Yeah. So let's talk about, you got a lot of the movers and shakers in the town, too, coming in and out that door. So you never know who you're going to run into there. That's pretty neat. Your legacy started with the Morton family, and now here are the boys, your sons, are they part of the team? Are they part of the restaurant too? Is it a family affair?
Yes. Oh, yeah. My wife and my two boys, Declan and Ty, are here as often as they can be. They have sports going on. We're right now at high school.
Are they enjoying it?
Yeah, they love it.
Are they really excited?
They love it, and it's really neat seeing them work hard and teaching them how business runs. You know, it's good education besides the good education you get at Maine South, right?
Yeah. Well, you don't just serve dinner. You also have lunch and breakfast, too. So why don't we tell everybody, the listeners, you know, where you're located, all your hours and what you serve. Just give us all the rundown, the facts. Give us the facts.
Okay. Yeah. It's the Pick Restaurant in Park Ridge. Our address is 1 South Prospect. And our phone number here is 847-692-7425. The website is thepickrestaurant.com. We are open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We open at 8 a.m. And we're here 7 days a week. Come on in and get yourself some mouth-watering food. We have a great smoked meats and a lot of good salads. We put some vegetarian stuff on the menu after we opened up because we had requests from people and we wanted to please everybody around here. So But yeah, we're known for our great comfort food. Our burgers are probably the best on the Northwest side. I challenge anybody to a burger eat off here for sure.
That's something I haven't tried yet, but I did see them. I got a little jealous Saturday night when I ordered, and the table next to me ordered two burgers. I said, oh, maybe I need to change my order. But my brother was like, you're not changing it. You're getting the fried chicken. And I was so glad I stuck with that. But I'll have to come in another time and try the burger. But breakfast, I've had breakfast there quite a few times, and I really enjoy it. I love the – you have chicken – you have the chicken and waffles on the menu, too. Can't get
chicken and waffles.
I can't get rid of the fried chicken.
You can get your fried chicken on your biscuits and gravy, too, here.
Oh, my.
Which is one of my favorites for sure.
Definitely some good eating, some good comfort food over at the Pick. But, you know, I saw plenty of salads and lighter flair, if you will. But, you know, Tim, it's great to see what you've done on the corner there, revamped it and kept it true to its historic history, but nature of it. And it's just wonderful to see what's going on over there. And we wish you all the best and hats off. It's really, like I said, guys, you know, I don't get behind anything I don't like. And this is definitely a two thumbs up. If I was a food critic, definitely a two thumbs up. Go in and say hello to Tim Griffin over at the Pick in Uptown Park Ridge. It's a good thing. Good things on this show. Oh, by the way, here's even better. Tim has agreed to give away $25 gift certificates to our listeners. So we're going to give those away. If you would like a gift certificate to the show, and my producer here will take your name and number, we're going to put it in a hat, and we've got plenty of gift certificates to give away. You can also go on the Dolly McCarthy Show Facebook page and post comments on there, or on our Twitter at Good Dolly Show, or Instagram. All the different kinds of ways to get in over there at the Pick. Definitely a treat. Tim Griffin from The Pick. Thanks so much for being on the show today, Tim. I'll see you soon.
Thanks.
I'm going to have my
great
fried chicken
soon. Great talking to you, Dolly. See you soon. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah.
All right, we have one of my favorite guests. He's been on the show. He's almost like a regular now on the show. Matt Weber, it's so good when he comes on the show. I love having someone who's smart and who knows how to take care of a car, can fix a car. I love that because that's something that we all need, someone smart and who can handle a car. Clark's Car Care, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Happy cars, happy owners. Isn't that the truth? That's what they do over at Clark's Car Care. And did you know they've got a man cave there? But women, you can enjoy it too. It's an enjoyable place to stay while your car is getting fixed by true professionals over there. And I'm wondering, are all shop owners as cute as Matt and the staff at Clark's Car Care?
Oh, shucks, no.
Matt Weber.
Good morning.
And by the way, Matt, before I forget, we have oil changes to give away, little treats. We love free stuff. Matt knows I love free stuff, and he's so generously donated a bunch of oil changes to give away to some lucky listeners. We've got to do that. You would like to win, like I said, as far as with the Pick. Right, call in to the show, or write on Facebook or on our Twitter, Good Dolly Show on Twitter. Lots of different ways to get yourself a free oil change. So, Matt, how are you? It's good to have you back on the show, my friend.
No, thank you very much. It's good to be back here on the show. And by the way, what an amazing story about the restaurant, or Tim's story. Gosh, I mean, I was listening. What a great story.
Yeah. Matt, you got to come in there with me sometime for dinner. You got to get in there.
I think we have the next, dinner date planned.
For sure. Okay, so what I want to ask you is we want to talk about, you know, your shop and educate my listeners, because, you know, all repair shops, they're not all the same. So let's start with my question to you. Is it true that you do not need any sort of license in Illinois to work on cars? Is that true? We were talking about that last time. I couldn't believe it.
It's absolutely crazy. You need a license to cut hair, you need a license to fish. I'm sure you need a license to talk on the air. Is that true, too? That's FCC laws with the, you know?
I don't. I don't need a license, but they can't kick me off. No, I'm kidding. No, to be on terrestrial radio, they can take away your license, but that has to do with the owners, not with me. I guess I fall into free speech. So I was really surprised to see that you don't need a license to operate a repair shop. So what sets you apart
in a nutshell, something to watch out for in the industry, because I know the industry has a tough name. I mean, car repairs, no one's excited about them. They're always upset about them. People do and feel get taken advantage of. But if someone advertises that they're a licensed repair facility, right there is a lie. I can't believe it, but the industry does not even require you to have a driver's license to work on cars. So if some places advertising they're licensed and bonded and all that good stuff, it's not true. It's not needed, and it's not available either.
Oh, wow. Wow. What is that blue symbol you see outside shops all the time?
Now, that's a good one. The blue symbol, it kind of looks like a little, almost like a roundish star type thing. That means ASE, Automotive Service Education, or Excellence, I'm sorry. And what that means is that the shop cared enough to take their guys or the individuals themselves, made an effort. It's kind of like a college degree for automotive. It's a certification. It's not required. It just means that they went the extra step to be a professional in their job, not just kind of throwing parts at a car. So it's a good thing to look for when looking for a repair facility.
And you have that symbol on your shop, right? So we're good there.
I think we got about 30 of them.
Hey, we're talking to Matt Weber from Clark's Car Care. You can check out clarkscarcare.com. Happy cars, happy owners, or give them a call, 630-527-0967. We're going to talk to Matt for a little bit longer. Don't go away, but coming up, I've got to do a quick tease here. We are going to talk to Dr. Dudley Danoff. He's the author of The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health. Matt, are you going to listen in for this?
Absolutely.
Never talked about this topic on the Kelly McCarthy Show. And Matt, you picked a good day to be on the show. You can listen in to this, some facts, tips, practical advice, and don't go away. So that's coming up very soon. Let's get back to Matt Weber at Clark's Car Care. Matt, what about being a female? Sometimes you can be a bit nervous going into these auto repair shops. What should you know walking to the auto repair shop? What should you be looking for?
Well, I've been doing this job a very, 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 very long time, and I've seen many people throughout the years. A lot of females in particular think that, or they really believe it, I think, because I've had this comment made to me many times, that they feel like they're getting taken advantage of because they're a woman. And I truly believe, and all of the fellows in the shop at Clark's Car Care believe, that the female is in control. She's usually one who takes care of the finances. We cater our waiting room around moms and females. The guys come in and they think they know everything, and they really don't. And I hate saying this, and I hope the guys are not listening to me right now, but the men are usually wrong. They think they're right, and they tell you to do this, they tell you to do that, and they're wrong. The female consumer will ask questions, does research, looks at the internet. She'll bring things in. We try as much as we can to invite any customer, really, to look at the car. Even if you don't know what you're looking at, I still want you to meet the guy who's working on your car. He's the one who's responsible for your hard-earned money. He's the one responsible for your safety, your kids' safety, and other people's safety. So we encourage people, especially females, to meet who's working on your car. Ask the questions. You guys take control. Leave the husbands out of it.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you say that, because every time I brought my car into a mechanic, I'm not going to say where, in the past anyway, before I met Matt and heard about car care, you know, you go into these places and there's walls all over the place, and you sit in these little tiny areas with a TV. You don't know who's working on your car. They don't know you. It's just a car to them. And you can't see any of the work being done. Next thing you know, you come... The service guy just comes over with this humongous bill. It's never guess what? Good news. It was nothing. It's only $50 for today. It's usually $500 plus. And so it makes you wonder, why are these walls all over the place? Why can you not see the mechanics working? Why can't you meet the mechanic? And that's different over at Clark's Car Care.
You know, I don't know. I wish the industry would get away from that. When you walk into our shop, the first thing that we have is a huge patio sliding door. So they can kind of see the people working on your car, see the, you know, what your car is what's going on with your car while you're sitting there waiting. It's like anything else. The mechanics do like to kind of be left alone. It's hard when somebody's watching over your shoulder. But, again, we try and encourage people to see what's going on, look at the repair. Even some body shops in the Naperville area are going to cameras. You put a camera over the car, and you can actually watch your car getting worked on. Again, it's kind of weird to have someone watching you while you're doing something. You might make a mistake, but our doors are always open. I think you should meet the mechanic, see what's going on with the repair process, and see what you're paying for. Who's working on your car?
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned to me last time we talked, Matt, that a car is just not a car. There's lots of makes and models of cars, and not every mechanic can work on any car. You know, you guys are more specialized. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely true. And across the board, when you take your car into a shop, hopefully you have a shop that you know and trust and like. If you don't, it's all about relationships, like any business is. You have to make a relationship so that the mechanic and the owner or the service advisor knows your car. We are not very good. Actually, we stink at European cars. We don't touch them. Occasionally, we'll have a customer or a good friend, maybe Nate Dolly, who used to have a Mercedes. We'll try and take a peek at it for the customer or somebody.
I was so sad when I bought my when I got my Mercedes, and Matt said, sorry, we don't work on them. So I really missed you for those 2 years. Now I've got the Nissan. I got Nissan Altima. So you can work on that. Woo!
Yeah, we are professionals in the Japanese and domestic cars. We're absolute professionals. We have the right tools. But going back to European cars, again, we stink at them. We don't work at them. As a favor, we'll take a look at a car for a customer if they have a Chevy in the family or a Nissan and also a Mercedes. But if I don't feel comfortable with the job, I simply state the truth and that we don't know what we're doing. A lot of mechanics in the area, they think about the money, not the customer. I think about the customer, and then usually the money will come later. We take your car to a shop. Make sure that shop has the right tools and knowledge to work on your car. You know, tune-ups are not $99.95 anymore. You know, tune-ups start at $300 now. Spark plugs can cost as much as $20 a piece. So if they make a mistake or misdiagnose or don't know what they're doing, I mean, I hate to say it, but they usually don't tell the consumer. So just make sure whenever you take your car into any place, make sure that shop has the know-how how to work on your specific car.
Good advice from Matt Weber over at Clark's Car Care. Yes, ladies, he's cute. He's as cute as he sounds.
Wait, what'd you say? Yeah. You're breaking up there. What?
You heard me. Matt, it was always fun talking to you. Hey, listen, next week, you know we're celebrating 3 years on the Dolly McCarthy Show here. 3 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know you've been
seems like yesterday.
For 3 years. Next week, will you come back on? Let's talk shop some more on my birthday. Nothing is more exciting than talking shop. So
on your birthday.
Yeah,
hey, isn't
it
Dolly McCarthy Day coming up soon?
Oh, yeah. That's later in the month. I don't know if they celebrate it every year, though. I don't think they do. I think it was a one-time deal. But, you know, I'll celebrate it. Oh, geez. Matt, always good to talk to you. Thank you. And
you take care.
See you, next week in the studio with Ronnie B. Elvis, Tony Ocean, Love and Money, and Robbie Gold, and my good friend, my number one doll face, Pat Lanzini, bringing over the birthday cake. You got to come over and have
some
cake.
Oh, my gosh.
Check out.
It's going to be a blast. I'll be there.
Happy cars, happy owners. See Matt. Happy day. We got our happy on today. You got your happy on, everybody?
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
And we will be talking, without further ado, the ultimate guide to male sexual health, how to stay vital at any age. You know, I've got male listeners, and this book caught my eye, and I thought, well, we've never talked about this subject. You know, we've never talked about sex on this show. And here we have Dr. Dudley Danoff. He is Well, first of all, listen to this. He's very impressive. The author of this book is a graduate of Princeton University. He received his medical degree at Yale University with honors. He's currently the attending urologic surgeon, I hope I said that right, at Caesars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Very impressive. We got a smart guy on the show today, that's for sure. And, you know, so he's going to be coming. Oh, he's on, Dr. Dudley. Dan, did you say Danoff, Dr. Danoff, or Dr. Dudley? What do folks call you?
It's Dudley Danoff, but you can call me sweetheart.
Well, he's going to share all his secrets. Are these really secrets?
Well,
men just aren't aware of this stuff. They don't
Lots of men aren't, Dolly. I just listened to Matt Weber, the car guy, and guys sometimes are more interested in their car than their own equipment. So that's not a good thing.
Oh yeah. All right. So why did you feel the need to write this book?
Well, I'm a mainstream urologist out at UCLA and Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. I mostly spend my time curing prostate cancer and kidney cancer and bladder cancer. And I realized that men are wholly ignorant about many things about their own sexuality and how to care for their equipment. A woman, you know, would never miss her pap smear or her mammogram, and a man has to be pushed in, you know, usually by his lover, his girlfriend, his wife, his partner, you know, to get his annual examination. We're all macho. Mm-hmm. We want to catch the touchdown in the last minute of the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, and, you know, men don't care for themselves. They, as they say, they care more about their car than they do about themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you're here, the book is basically, you know, revealing facts and tips and your secrets, as you say. So men
can the book is simply written so that every person can understand it. It's medically accurate. It's a little tongue-in-cheek. It's kind of funny and irreverent. There's a lot of facts. It's entertaining for sure. But, I mean, you know, dealing with the male parts, as I have for more than 30 years, if you don't have a sense of humor about that, I think you're really in trouble. So we try to keep it light and keep it informative.
Yeah. Well, and this is also for women. I went through the book myself and saw some of it was very helpful to me, things I didn't even know about. So having an active sex life at any age, in the book, you talk about this, how it's important. And it's not only satisfying, but this all makes you a healthier, happier individual. So men should really care not just about their cars and the parts on their cars. They need to care about the parts on their bodies, because that's, like you said in the book, important for men and at any age.
Well, if you can make your way out of bed in the morning, you know, stagger to the bathroom, and you can have an active sexual life at any age. Now, it's not fair if you're not doing things that are age appropriate. So you can't do at, you know, 30, or you can't do at 60 what you did at 30. So the old expression is, it takes me, you know, all night long to do what I used to do all night long. But it's no less satisfying. I mean, you might have to change your position. You may not be as strong as you used to be. There may be a longer refractory period. It may take a little extra effort, a fancier perfume, a quiet vacation in Hawaii, but it can be done.
All right, tell us some of the some factors or that make sex more satisfying to a man. Why should he care? What are things that will keep him vital at any age? How to stay vital at any age?
Well, I mean, there are a couple of ways to invigorate your sex life at any way. I mean, you could certainly start with keeping, you know, boredom out of the bedroom. You know, make it interesting. I think another good item would be to give yourself permission to try something new. A third thing that I like to emphasize is pay attention to your body's rhythm. You know, maybe your rhythm calls for sexual activity in the morning or the midday or the early evening or the late evening. And you have to be aware of that. Your sexual responsiveness changes with stress, fatigue, anxiety, sickness. So all of those are variables. You know, those are three to start, and there are others. Don't confine sex to the nighttime. Surprise your partner. And certainly look into some alternate sex practices. I mean, unlike professional wrestling, Dolly, no holds, H-O-L-D-S, barred in sex. Consenting adults, closed bedroom, no holds are barred as long as you practice safe sex. So, you know, keep it interesting. I'm talking, you know, not as a sex therapist. I'm talking as a mainstream urologist who takes, you know, care of men. That's what I do. Incidentally, in the book, I do have a chapter specifically for women. I think every woman should be a penis professor. Now, penis is not a pejorative word. It's a body part. People get embarrassed when you say that word. A penis to the urologist is what a stomach is to the cardiologist. They say, get over it. So I want every woman to know everything about that part of her man's body. I think it will be mutually beneficial. You're nice to me, I'm nice to you.
Got it. Well, okay, for most men, we've never said this word on the show, and like you said, that, you know, it's a part of your body. This is what
no,
it is.
Really,
penis
problems are
99%. Yes?
Yeah, I say that. Yeah, 99% between your ears and 1% between. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you say this in the
in
book.
In most instances, yeah. And, you know, the reason I do, you know, hundreds of radio stuff, I've been on television, and every time I did the Doctor Show many times, which I think is a popular show in Chicago, and here comes, you know, Dr. Dudley Danoff, author of Men's Sexual Health, The Ultimate Guide, and the author of a previous book called Penis Power, and they all giggle. And I say, God, this is the 21st century, you know. It's a body part. It's not a pejorative word. Get over it. And it's interesting that you say on your show you don't use that word. You know, I'm trying to get it out of the closet.
Yeah. No, we do use it now, but we've never gotten to that. We never had the subject on the show. So
yeah.
I just, you know, it's the point of humor. It's nothing that I'm afraid to say.
No, absolutely.
So I agree
absolutely
with you
not.
For sure.
Yeah.
I agree with you for sure. So
I mean,
let's
for
talk
example,
about what is the real. You
for
have something
example,
here. Like, go ahead.
I'm sorry. For example, Dolly, I mean, this year alone, 240,000 men in the United States will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. And the only way that we can cure prostate cancer is if we catch it early. It's a silent disease, a silent killer. And so men have to be as meticulous about the care of their prostate and that body part as men as women have to be about their genital health. And they're not. And so it's my job as a health professional to try to get the word out there. Don't be embarrassed about it. Get it in the open. Talk about it. If there's something that's not working properly, discuss it with your doctor.
Yeah, what are the signs of prostate cancer? Like you said, is it that something not working properly?
Well, prostate cancer is a silent disease until it's far too late. So witness when they have symptoms, that is getting up at night, incomplete bladder emptying, a weak urinary stream, dribbling, erectile dysfunction. Those are all symptoms of benign growth of the prostate, which is a natural process of aging. But if you have symptoms of prostate cancer, there'll be bony metastases. It will be diagnosed at a time too late for cure. So you have to preempt the symptoms that you're going to find with prostate cancer in order to cure the disease.
Got it. Yeah. All right. Let me go through some of these questions. I like this. We're going to have some Q&A with Dr. Dudley Danoff right here. Questions that your people provided to me that I would say most people would be asking. So let's ask them. I'm very curious to get your answers here. Is too much sex unhealthy?
Well, that's called an oxymoron. There's no such thing as too much sex. Sex is the greatest exercise ever invented by the man above. I mean, it's good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for your lower back. It's good for your legs. It's good for your abdomen. It's good for your arms. And it's good psychologically. So for me, it's the perfect exercise. There is no limited number of orgasms that, you know, the Lord gave out and you're confined to that. So it's good for everything.
All right, let's talk about what is the truth here about penis sizes. You know, I said it, girls. You all want to know.
Oh, my goodness,
say,
Dolly.
You can,
Dolly,
I know.
You're way out there this morning. look.
Let's talk about that because,
you know,
really, does it matter size? Does size matter? I guess you could probably ask most women this.
Here's the problem. I mean, do size of breasts matter? You know, for a man, he is born with an organ, and it is predetermined genetically, and he's stuck with it for the rest of his life. There is no legitimate way to do phalloplasty, which is so-called enlargement. It's a horrible procedure to do. It's fraught with complications. So every man is stuck with what he has. So, you know, get used to it, love it, treat it right. I always say you could do a procedure called an IPE. You go to the pharmacy, you buy a magnifying glass, you hold it over your organ, and you have the instant penis enlarger. But other than that, there's no way to do it. All the action is at the tip. The most sensitive part of the penis is the glands, and the most sensitive part of a woman is the clitoris. So all the action is up front. So I have never heard a woman accompany a man to my office, and I've seen more penises than can fill the Rose Bowl, whoever said to me, can you make my man's penis longer, fatter, wider? They have said, can you make it a little firmer and attach it to a sweeter guy, preferably with a Platinum American Express card? I've heard that.
Dr. Dudley, I love it. I'm thinking you need to come back on more often. We got to talk
anytime.
More about this. We have to say the word penis more often. I can't believe
well,
I'm saying this. Kids are not going to listen to this. Okay,
we don't want to get crazy. Talk about kids, you know. That's another thing. I think it's incumbent on every dad and every single mother, either the mother or her surrogate, to talk about this organ. Kids are very curious about it. I mean, male kids are very curious about it. I don't think you should be embarrassed in educating them about it. You should be open and upfront. And it's never too early to give a young child a penis education. I think it will make for a more balanced child as an adult. Very important. So
yeah.
let's not be embarrassed about it. It really is a body part, and we've really got to stop giggling about it and be embarrassed about it. That's kind of my goal with this book.
Yeah, I agree. I hear you. I agree. Okay, I'm not going to laugh anymore. I promise.
No. I laugh at my own every morning. I said, "You're my friend. Don't." Willie Nelson, who everybody loves, Willie Nelson. He said, "I have but one regret in my life." He said that my penis died before I did. I think that's a great line.
Is that really possible? Is that why men need the magic pills, Viagra? Are those drugs safe too?
Oh my God!
In general,
it's a billion-dollar industry, Dolly. Those drugs are very safe, except in men who have coronary artery disease and are using nitroglycerin. But they're very, very safe. They allow older men to be able to get an erection firm enough for penetration, as you hear on the ads. They are extraordinarily safe. They're not to be abused. A lot of young people who really don't need the drug are using them. They want to be the weekend warrior. There is certainly danger in that. But used appropriately, they're great, great, great drugs as long as they're not abused. And very safe.
All right. Dr. Dudley Danoff, thank you so much for being on the show. And
my pleasure, Dolly. Let's do it again.
It's okay to say the word penis and laugh, and don't laugh about it anymore.
Okay.
Listen to me. Listen, I don't practice what I preach, don't I? But listen, it was this was a good topic. I wish we had some more time. Would you come back on again?
I surely will, sure.
Dr. Dudley Danoff, we've been talking to The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health. Get your copy on, where can they get the copy? Amazon?
Oh, everywhere. Amazon,
everywhere.
Bookstore, Yahoo's, online. Go to my website, The Ultimate Guide to Men's Health.com.
Fantastic.
Men's Health.com. There's a lot of good stuff there.
Thank you, Dr. Danoff, so much.
My pleasure, Dolly.
We have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much.
And with that, we got to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And please, if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. As I said earlier, we're giving away free stuff. We didn't have a chance to get to all those calls. We're still working on that. But thank you all for your calls and support. We'll see you next week for the big three-year anniversary birthday party next week. You don't want to miss all the fun. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. So long.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.